Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hang in there and we'll be right with you. Just hang in there and we'll be right with you. All right. Good morning. What I was saying is I was asking you, how are you today, all you listeners out there? And I was saying, before we had all those technical difficulties opening up the show here, is that many of us go through asking from day to day, you know, we say hello and we say, how are you? And the common response is, I'm fine. I'm okay. Great. And, you know, that's not really the true story. I saw something, I can't remember where it was, but it was on television, some show I was watching, and someone asked another guy, how are you? And he said, well, if you've got time, I can tell you a very long story. And, you know, that's probably where most of us are. We've got long stories to tell about how we really are doing, okay? And some of those stories can be very inspirational about people overcoming things. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. This is Dr. Danita Applewhite, and I am coming to you from Arizona, but we're, of course, streamlined to go out and talk to people all over the world. We've got people listening in all corners of the world as far as the demographics are concerned that come into the radio show. And speaking of that, we are certainly very, very pleased to note that we appreciate the donations that are coming in to WhiteAppleInstitute.org that help us to continue promoting the show and promoting interest in the adult learners and student veterans that we're helping out there to get through the process of going to college or a job training program and succeeding at it. White Apple Institute helps students, learners, the adult learner, especially the one that is dealing with managing a work schedule, managing family, pressures, children. We deal with some very, very interesting problems that are not unique to most adult learners. As a matter of fact, two-thirds of adult learners that are going to school today drop out. Two-thirds. That's pretty serious. That's two out of every three people. So we do have a reason for promoting this show, and of course even more so because I'm a veteran myself, and I am, I guess, an ex-student veteran, and thanks to the military, I was able to finish my degrees, and I'm reaching back and helping fellow veterans, especially student veterans, to get through school. And so any donations that you give to WhiteAppleInstitute.org will certainly help with that work. And we appreciate you for anything that you can do to help us out with getting this message out that we can survive. We can survive the physical and the mental disabilities. We can survive the emotional challenges that are connected to the reasons why many of us drop out of school, drop out or burn out from work, or burn out from life. Yes, we have been stimulated this week by something very horrific that happened, and that is the Navy Yard killings by Alexis Aaron. Alexis Aaron was unfortunately a student veteran, and Alexis Aaron was seeking help for his mental health issues, and unfortunately, he was not able to receive the appropriate help. And boy, do I have some things to share with you about that. But before I go any further, I do want to say to you that we will have some veterans on the show today that will be sharing some very uplifting messages about how we can cope with the traumas that are, the tragedies that are going on in our society. Especially, I'm not just talking about what happened this week at the Navy Yard shooting. That's one thing. But prior to that, you know that we've been doing a lot of shows based on the violence that's been going on in the world, especially here in the United States with all our gun control issues and mental health issues. And so I ask that you hang in there with us this morning and feel free to call in at 646-727-3758 for those of you who are listening on computer. And give us your comments. And also the chat room is open. We thank our co-producers this morning. Let me announce who they are. Kim Owens, based in the San Francisco area. And we also have our technical co-producer who is managing this great show here. Her name is Malvina Sullivan. And we really appreciate her being here this morning and able to talk to us about some of the things that she feels are important when we look at how to cope with the stress of all of the tragedies that are taking place in this world today. So without further ado, I do want to say good morning to Malvina. Good morning, Malvina. Are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you so much for all your technical support with the show and that you're able to recover us when we have any kind of difficulties. You are a wonder. Thank you so much. We have a lot of people that are on the switchboard early this morning, Malvina. Do you see that? We're pretty lit up here, and we're going to try to get to everybody and see what their opinions are about the topic today. We have a special guest, so stay tuned because we have a special guest, Melinda Vale, who is what we call an intuitive therapist. So she is a therapist, a hypnotherapist, and she has authored and lectured and been on a number of radio shows. She's what I call a celebrity guest this morning, and she'll be joining us and other students and teachers and veterans and other guests as we explore how students and even employees, if you're an employee diagnosed with mental disabilities, and how you're impacted by what happened with Aaron Alexis, a student veteran diagnosed with PTSD, and so many others that have been diagnosed just recently in Georgia, the young man who went into the school and with a rifle. And a lot of ammunition, as a matter of fact, a lot of firepower. And he got a lot of attention. And the attention, unfortunately, was based on his mental state. And they pronounced very loudly that he was involved or diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression. And the same thing they're doing with the stories on Aaron Alexis, the Navy man, the veteran who went into the Navy Yard and unfortunately shot and killed 12 people and is now expired himself. We give tremendous support and sympathy to all of the families out there that were directly affected. And obviously, we are showing our compassion to all of the student veterans out there, especially all students, adult learners, who are diagnosed with PTSD, depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, any of those emotional challenges that hinder us sometimes from succeeding in school and work. Wow. So what are we going to do about this senseless violence? How do we make sense of the senseless? That's what God is telling me to talk to you about today. I always say that, you know, God guides me, and what I say to you, I always go in prayer about these things, about what we're going to actually produce or promote on the show. The staff at White Apple Institute get the ideas, and then they're formulated by prayer. And, you know, we have people from all groups, all different types of religions that listen to the show, all different walks of life, and we welcome you and say to you, by whatever name you call God, by whatever concept, whatever religion you believe in, as long as you understand that our position here in the show is not of religion, but of definitely increasing the way that we interact with each other spiritually as spiritual beings, and also that we bring a new energy, a beautiful, loving energy to the people that live on this planet, that we all are part of that purpose. So we hope that you really take some time today to join in and speak about some of the things I'm going to talk about right now. And I'm going to do this kind of briefly because I don't want to take away from the time of listening to all of you, but I'm going to give you some fuel here. Yes, some fuel that will help you to formulate your questions or comments that you might have about what we're going to say, what we're going to do this morning. And one of them is I've already talked about what stimulated this discussion, and what stimulated this discussion is what happened in this past week on the Navy Yard with the with Aaron Alexis shooting and killing people. But I think what's more important through all of this is not focusing on him necessarily, because I don't want to give it, certainly glorify in any way, or even make it imply that I'm glorifying or bringing more attention to the act itself. What I'd like to bring more attention to are the real issues. The real issues is really center around the ignorance about mental health. And this is, as a psychology professor for many years, what one of the things that I always open up the discussion when I'm, especially when I'm teaching anything about abnormal psychology or abnormal behavior, is that we have to understand that mental health is very, very much associated with physical health. And we cannot conceive pain without it being in the mind first. So when people are saying that something is in the mind, it's all in your mind, well, thank you. I'm glad you acknowledge that it's all in the mind, because without the mind, you would not be able to experience anything. So we need to get away from thinking that just because something is in the mind, it means that it is not valid or that it's fake or false or whatever. We need to understand that that physical health, say for instance a broken leg, when someone breaks their leg, and all of us can relate to this, or you need to go to a dentist, okay? What's happening is that some interruption has occurred in the way your cells communicate with each other, okay? The way they send messages to each other in the brain as well as in your leg or in your tooth. And so what we do is we go to a dentist or we go to a medical doctor and we seek treatment. And that treatment usually involves, with a broken leg, of course, something to ease the pain. And then we have something to help us to facilitate the process of healing, okay? And so that could be a cast on the leg or some kind of brace, okay? With the dentist, you know what the dentist is. All of you know what the dentist does, okay? And so why not, why can't we move our thinking into the same parameter as that when we speak of the brain and the cells and how they communicate? And this is where ignorance about mental health comes in. Because right now in 2013, we're dealing with people all around the world, even within the United States, that are battling with the issues of getting the appropriate mental health care, okay? It's not just our veterans that are suffering. And we'll be talking a lot about that as we go through the show today, but it is truly about the aspect of mental health throughout the world and the ignorance that surrounds it, because people are not aware that what we're talking about is that cells are not communicating in the brain, and we need treatment to help that. Sometimes the treatment could be just in changing the environment of an individual, changing their social interactions with others, their relationships. Sometimes it can be medication. Sometimes it could be anything from medical marijuana to prescription drugs that go on for long periods of time or even short periods of time. So there's different things that we can do, and definitely counseling intervention throughout the whole process. So open up your minds a little bit, because I'm sure you're going to hear other people talking about these issues as we open up the switchboard this morning. And I wanted to bring out something that the American healthcare system has come up with. When we talk about healthcare overall, you know that you look at the news, there's all kinds of stuff about, the Obamacare, which is the Affordable Health Care Act by President Obama, with all due respect. And we can see that that affects not only the mental and physical health, but we also see that in our news that there are problems with our mental health care system. And Sarah Cliff wrote in the Washington Post, she gave 7 facts, and I'd like to just go over them real quickly. I'm not going to go into detail because you can pick up this article online yourself. Just put in 7 facts about America's mental health care system into your browser. But real quickly, for those of you who don't want to do that or can't do that, let me just tell you that the United States spends approximately $113 billion on mental health treatment, but that only really covers about 6% of the national healthcare spending. So it's not a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money, but when you get into percentages, it's not. Actually, Egypt spends 9%, a lot more than we do, on their budget for mental health. Secondly, I want you to understand that most of our mental health dollars, get this, go towards prescription drugs and outpatient treatments. Okay, but mostly prescription drugs. Isn't that interesting? So the doctors write out a prescription more frequently than advising someone to go through the counseling process. Mental health care is worse than most other types of medical services. Unfortunately, mental health care is pricey, and that's one of the reasons why White Apple Institute exists, is so that we can buffer that cost with stipends that help our student veterans and our adult learners get through crisis periods, so that we can get them, refer them with emotional support to different counseling intervention methods. And that's so important that we try to break down that barrier about the cost of mental health care, because that is, and also medication. I have many students, adult learners, that call in contact White Apple Institute in regards to the fact that they have run out of medication and cannot pay for their prescription, and they're trying to finish school or finish a job training program. Of course, again, back to the fifth fact that she brings out, that Sarah brings out here, is attitudes about mental health services are another big barrier to care, and that's that ignorance I was talking about. Ignorance, not saying that, you know, I'm not pointing fingers and putting someone down. Ignorance is just a lack of information, a lack of knowledge. It doesn't mean stupidity, okay, as a common misinterpretation. So hopefully with the ignorance that we many of our in our society have about where mental health comes from and how to counteract it, we need to be aware that we have a large job to do out there to change the attitude. The most frequent response, and I can validate this, about mental health services, most people thought the problem was going to get better on their own, okay? And a lot of people don't feel that other people are dealing with what they're dealing with. And let me add into that, okay? This is from Dr. Applewhite here. I'm saying to you that in addition to that, all of the media stuff that's going on right now is causing people to have tremendous challenges about telling someone that they may be having some of the symptoms of mental illness or any type of mental disability, okay? Last but not least, two other points that she brings out is the budget cuts that are going on in mental health care and, of course, the lack of insurance coverage for mental health services. Okay. So that's one of the things and that I wanted to bring out is some of the facts about mental health overall. I encourage you to please support us as we look at not only the overall picture of mental health but for our adult learners, but also for our veterans. And veterans are suffering so badly with PTSD and other medical illnesses that are even associated with PTSD. And let me define for some of you who might not be familiar with that. We're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. And that means that people have bad dreams, nightmares about something traumatic that's happened in their life. I'm trying to be very, very down to earth about the way I'm explaining PTSD. But most veterans are very hard hit because of the factor that they've been in war. And but we're not just talking about veterans with PTSD. PTSD across the board is just for anyone that has gone through any kind of traumatic event. Okay? So for veterans with any kind of mental health condition, what I'm really suggesting is that you look into the Veterans Administration. Now, many of you listeners out there, and I've already got the calls coming back in and some of the chat coming back in about the factor that the VA does not help, okay? Now, I want to let you know that there are people who are helped through the VA system, and I want to maintain a good balance in our conversation this morning about the factor that, yes, we do have some problems. As a matter of fact, the average wait right now is about 2 years from the time that a soldier gets out of service that they can actually, many of them actually access stabilized mental health care with medications and counseling intervention. That's a pretty long period of time. But at the end of the show, stay tuned. We're going to have some resources for you to think about. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our special guest this morning, and I want to share something with you about why Belinda Vail, our guest this morning, and you can find her at Melinda Vail, leave us melindavail.com. She'll validate that when she comes on board this morning. But I was reading, a friend of mine sent me something that she had written, And that friend is Colleen Wolski. Colleen runs the Scott Helping Children Foundation out of Arizona, and in honor of her son who passed away. And she does some tremendous work in the community with values in schools. And I believe she'll be joining us also on the show this morning. But I wanted to read this to you and bring on Melinda so that she can work this work through helping us to envision a new world. She says, "I woke up to the news of another tragic day, another lone shooter taking many lives away. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart." It does. It does. It breaks my heart to deal with this feeling of a world that's come so dark. Excuse me, because it is really breaking my heart, all the things that are going on, and you can go back in many of the shows and see that we've done a lot on violence and shooting. So let me finish up this. "It breaks my heart, this feeling of a world that's come so dark. What goes through the shooter's mind each time he makes his mark? Must I worry about my grandson at school while out to play, that some celebrity-seeking madman will take his life away? What does this keep, why does this keep happening? Where did we fall from grace? Where is the world going? Are we corrupting human race? Does the fault lie within an information age? Are we so disconnected except for a Facebook page? Is it about the news stations sensationalizing their names? It contributes to more shooters wanting claim to fame. Should we blame our politicians who never can agree that these terrible acts keep us together and come in a unity? For a very brief time in its aftermath, we talk of courage and heroes and changing a violent path. We talk of mental illness." Yes, talk of mental illness. "And people who are about, who are in need. We talk of making a difference but never want to lead. It's time we come together before our earth does fall and change our way of thinking once and for all. No attention to the shooter. Whisk him away real fast. Leave the drama of the incident tucked away in the past. Focus only on our heroes. Carry love in our hearts. Elect some new leaders. Be neighbors just to start. Go back to the old days where we raised a barn. Go back to real values will release us from this one. So I hope you will join me. Change can start with one and creating new world energy connected everyone." And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Melissa Bale to our show this morning. Good morning. Are you there, Melissa?
I am, Dr. Applewhite. Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it. And also reading that poem, which was an inspirational poem, meaning that I was drawn to write it, sat down, and it poured out within about 20 minutes.
Wow.
And I think sometimes God inspires us to create words that will inspire others. And that's one way that we can make a difference as individuals, is to start trying to spread the word that each of us are connected in a way in which we can help others.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. It's very, very true. And one of the things that's happening today in our world, of course, is that there's many, many tragedies, as you spoke of in the poem. And, I like the way you opened it up. Basically for the factor that it's not just these Navy Yard killings that happened in the last week. It's an overall look at the tragedies that have happened throughout. I mean, and it's not just the mass killings. You know, we're talking about the factor that just in Chicago last week, they were using a fire hose to wash the blood off of a playground of, I think it was 13 people that were killed, young people, gang violence that happened. So this is an ongoing thing. It's not just Trayvon Martin that brings us to this point of really looking at the tragedies that are happening in our world, but it's the overall picture. Don't you agree?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And, you know, you were talking about the mental illness in the mind and its connection to the physical, but what I do is connect all that also to the spiritual, that, and it's about understanding whatever way that you want to look at God and how that works in your life in partnership with your emotional, your spiritual, your mental, and your physical. And my area of expertise as a hypnotherapist is in understanding how the subconscious mind works. And oftentimes things are tucked in our subconscious minds in ways in which we don't recognize. And the subconscious mind is what makes us blink and breathe. And so sometimes people have actions that they don't understand. And that's
you're
a piece
across,
in...
Melinda, you're coming across a little muffled, so just use your microphone a little bit differently.
Okay, does that sound better?
Yes, it's much better.
Yes.
Thank you, dear.
Good. What I was saying is my area of expertise as a hypnotherapist is understanding the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is what makes us blink and breathe and digest. And oftentimes people act out from their subconscious mind without recognizing why. And this has to be a part of how we're beginning to understand mental illness in more of a holistic way. And how we work through our physical, our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very good point. And I think that what I'd like to leave with today, and this is based on not only the things that we're going to talk about, but things that I'd like to leave people with so that they can work on, is to come to some kind of idea or some kind of methods that we can give people about how they can make sense of the senselessness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're opening up our switchboard for other people to come on board, and we ask that as we hold this kind of like as a group thing, that you make sure that you mute any noise that's going on in the background as we ask you to come on board with any questions asked. I think one of our co-producers is on right now, Kim Owens. And Kim, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Applewhite. It's good to be on this morning.
Good morning. It's good to hear your voice. And I know you had some things that you wanted to say to Melissa and to our audience about the sense of making sense of this senseless violence. And I know you have some ideas on veterans issues. So why don't you share those with us on the show this morning?
Well, I'm glad to be on. I was enjoying what I heard the last lady talk about in terms of holistic healing, and I also enjoyed the last comment you made about how we address the senselessness of what's going on. You know, for me, I run a home for people that we have to carry a lot of patience with them. They have mental illness. You know, and one of the things that we see is society doesn't have a lot of patience for someone that has mental illness. And I'm not sure if you've touched on that subject of just being patient with people.
Yes.
Because if there is no patience, there is no understanding.
Mm-hmm.
There really isn't, you know, and we can use all the spirituality and a lot of things that we hope that would address the issue. But I think in society right now, we're moving so quickly and we're being moved so quickly that we don't have time to think about patience.
You know,
and
that's
a very
good point. Because that, I mean, what you're saying is have patience with the patient.
With the patient, absolutely.
Yes. And you dealing with yourself, dealing with mental health for many, many years, I think over 20 years.
Absolutely.
Right now you run several organizations, several programs dealing with dual diagnosed women who have mental illness and addiction issues and several other things. And so we appreciate your feedback on that because we do need to exercise more patience. And that's where the word patient came from. The patient has to be patient, but also the people working with the patient have to show some patience. So good point.
Yeah.
Hold your any questions that you may have. We're going to try to get to other people here. Like I said, the switchboard is really, really lit up here. But we'll try to get to as many of you as I can. And if you can, if you have any direct questions, please write them out in chat if you're on a computer, and we'll try to get to those also. Okay, this is a 602-828 number. Good morning. This is Dr. Applewhite on the Student to Teacher Show.
Yes, this is Mitchell Cavanis.
Hello, Mitchell.
And I am a 100% disabled vet, Vietnam vet, and I have been through a lot of trauma, been through a lot of combat, and the way that I got rid of my rage and inner demons, as I like to call them, was to reach out to my creative side. I do wood sculpture, and I also love to write. So as a vet, I'd just like to pass on to others who are listening just that we all have coping skills that's embedded in us that comes with the whole package. And the military also teaches us how to prepare to do anything that we're going to do. We train ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my way of making it through college was to take my military training as to say, well, me going through college is just training myself to do what I'm preparing myself to do.
Mitchell, you are a student veteran yourself then. So you understand a lot of the challenges about veterans trying to go to school and function in this life. But adult learners, period. And you have a family that you had to balance, family life and work schedules and all of that?
Well, the thing about it is I am 100% disabled. So balancing the work part is just the work that I do to make my home function properly, and I don't want anybody to get misconstrued about anything. To make a home run perfectly, that is a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, work, interior cleaning, and homeschooling, or just teaching your kids how to be citizens as well as how to be students themselves. And it it entails quite a bit, cooking also. So as a person who has, a vet who has been through the educational system, I went to Arizona State, and I found that my best tool for being a student, an adult student, was the disabled learning center at ASU.
Yes, the disabled
It was the perfect venue for me. And then if that is not something that, as a vet, someone would have access to, well, the Outward Bound program provides tutors, and they just made life a lot simpler for me as an adult coming back in classroom with kids that were old enough to be my kids. And they made it seem to me that I wasn't as dumb as I thought I was. And the only deterrent for me to succeed was me not having confidence in myself and self-esteem. So I figured out after I got passing grades that I wasn't the dullest tool in the shed. And this gave me confidence to go ahead and just pursue anything I wanted, because the world was my apple, and I just got hungry.
Well, thank you.
For education, excuse me. I just got hungry for education. I replaced all of that memories of violence and turmoil in my life with learning. It seemed like the more I wanted to learn, the more I absorbed, the more I absorbed the. It's a healing thing. It was a healing thing for me to replace one with the other. And sometimes it still raises its.
I just want to ask you without push, because I mean, I know you have a lot to say, and I hope you come on the show more often, because I haven't heard your voice before, and I know our listeners, you have a great voice, by the way, and I know our listeners would love to hear more. But let me ask you this, as we come to a close in our discussion here with you this morning. Are you doing anything special with your life that helps you to relieve the stress? Any idea? Because, I mean, you've given all of us out here, adult learners and student veterans and other people that are associated with them, you've given us all great ideas about, you know, as you learn, you go forward, and it helps you to deal with your world. But is there anything else that you're doing? Do you have your own business? Do you have something that you have an outlet for?
I'm a sculptor. I have my own. And plus, I love to write. And I
Dr. Applewhite, may I add something?
Yes, please, Melinda.
I just want to say, sir, that thank you for your service. And second, I want to say that anytime we're inspired to do anything, whether it to be write or sculpt, it means we're in spirit. Inspired means in spirit. And that's the piece that I think that we need to add to all of this in order to move forward, is to stay inspired in our spirits so that the energy moves forward and allows us a different way of looking at ourselves and our self-esteem, which is what I was really hearing you saying, that your self-esteem moved in a different direction. And I just want to say that I commend you for it and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Wow, that was wonderful.
And I appreciate that. And I just wanted to say that we all have Dr. Applewhite was, I want you to know that you give people a venue to express themselves. And that's all, like the lady who just commented, everyone has something. God has blessed us all.
Yes.
Whether it's cooking, writing, singing, walking, exercising, these are all spiritual outlets that people don't look at as spiritual, but you have to, because God gave, and he gave me the talent to take an inanimate object and turn it into a piece of artwork.
Absolutely.
I could take in the same vein, I also use as a hobby is taking of ingredients, putting them together, and making a delicious meal.
Sir, do you have a website? Do you have a website?
I do have a website, but I'm in the midst of building a new one. So anyone who has Facebook can friend me.
Okay.
My name is Mitchell Cavianus, and they could friend me on Facebook. C-A-V, as in Victor. I-N-E-S-S, and I have all my artwork on Facebook, so, and,
wonderful.
Or they could Google my name and look at my website that's up. It's not as fancy as I'd like because I'm legally blind, and so everyone take into consideration that you're looking at artwork and a website that was built by a blind guy.
Well,
love that. Just love that.
We appreciate that, and I appreciate your kudos for Melinda Bale, our special guest this morning. Melinda, thank you so much for your intervention. I have a few more callers that have been hanging on the line here for a very long time, and thank you for your patience, everyone. We have about 15 minutes left of the show, and we want to try to get everyone's comments in and any kudos for Melinda being on the show. And whether or not you think this is a show that we need to continue to expand on. We have a 363 number. Hello, are you there, 363? Good morning. Okay. How about the 623-979? See, do we have you here? Good morning, 623. Dr. Applewhite, 623-979. Okay. Some people, it takes a little time for you to come on, just come on in and say what you need to say. If you don't have anything to say, that's fine. We appreciate you being part of the show this morning. How about 480-263? Are you there, 263? Okay. I know we have definitely a lot of people hanging on here in the switchboard here. Good morning. We have a caller coming in, I think, from Virginia here. Okay, good morning, 255.
Hello, this is Reverend Miller for Rebecca from Richmond, Virginia.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for calling in, Reverend Miller. You're part of the advisory committee for White Apple Institute. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. I enjoyed the show so far. I'm so inspired by Mitchell, and I've been sitting over here praying for him that his territory would be so enlarged and that his sculpture would be so enlarged and his writing would be so enlarged. You have inspired me, Mitchell.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for saying that. And this morning, I don't know if you were on online. It looks like you've been online for a while. I don't know if you heard our special guest speaker, Melinda Bale's poem that I read earlier. And
yes,
what were your thoughts on that? Anything you'd like to add to that?
I enjoyed that poem that you read, and it leads me back to the core of love. Our love walk has changed. We have become so seared in our souls to what is around us and not aware of the love that is from birth within us. We must sharpen our love tools. We must brighten our patina of love, and our love will gather more love. This is what I have to add to this show today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming on and you're always your spiritual advisement. Melinda, one of the things that I know that touched me, I mean, everything in your poem touched me, but when you said it's time we come together before our earth does fall and change our way of thinking once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so you talk about change start with one and create a new world energy, connecting everyone. What do you mean, and where can we help you and your work?
Well, you know, I guess the purest example to me of somebody that would be a global citizen that made a difference all by herself would be Malala Yousafzai. I'm not going to pronounce your last name right, Yousafzai, which is the young girl that was shot over in Pakistan. Well, she just dedicated a library, and she declares that pens and books are weapons that can defeat terrorism. All by her little self, she became...
Your microphone again, Melinda?
All by her little self, she became an example of a global citizen by standing up and having emotional courage. And there are other examples of people who have emotional courage and have enough love for themselves, as your last caller said, to be able to stand up for what's right. I think sometimes the right thing is not always the easy thing. You talked about the Georgia shooting, and, you know, I wonder if anyone knows Antoinette Tough's name. And she is the woman that talked that young man down.
Yes.
And we have to start focusing on what our heroes are. You know, our heroes can be anybody from Gabby Giffords to this Pakistani gal to even the new pope, who is starting to talk a little bit more about balance in the Catholic Church. I mean, these are making differences for people, so we come together in love and not in fear. That's the energy that's going to transform the planet.
Absolutely. And so your work is basically focused around that. I know that a lot of the people that have come on the show, and I think Colleen is on our line. Are you open online, Colleen? Are you there? Colleen Walski from Scott's Helping Children Foundation. I was hoping that she was on the line this morning because I know she had some things to say about what she's doing to help change this concept in the world. When you talk about, Melinda, when you talk about changing the world and the human race, because I definitely enforce that. I've said it many times on the show that, you know, I don't care, you know, we have the black race, white race, and all these political structures, but there's only one race, and that's the human race. But,
correct.
But as we're dealing with coping, with making sense of this senseless violence out here, how do we balance, what are your ideas for ways that people can balance, especially our students who are struggling so hard to have a future, and they look at mm-hmm. their world, and it's sometimes very disheartening.
Well, it's very interesting because I often have people come to me and say that they don't know what their purpose is in life. And yet they don't volunteer for big brothers or big sisters to help fatherless children, which is a big problem here. They don't go into mental hospitals to volunteer to help people with arts or crafts or anything along those lines. They don't volunteer at women's, battered women's shelters. There are all kinds of things that we can do. One of the things that Colleen Walski is doing through her son's name is creating this organization that helps teach children and parents, especially underprivileged with Title I schools, how to understand real core spiritual values. And she's got monthly kind of a monthly organized thought process on how to do that so that she has events every month. So, for example, in November, her Code of Many Colors is talking about, you know, the kind of colors of different core values, whether that be emotional courage, visions for change, collaboration, communication, charitability, forgiveness, all of those things. We have to start teaching children core values and not teaching a kid that if he throws a paper on the floor in the cafeteria, that it's the janitor's job to pick it up. That's
yes.
how we start changing the world.
Yes, as a matter of fact, one of our vice presidents of White Apple Institute, and he has sent in a chat line, Nazim Rashid. He also does the music for the beginning of the show here. Fantastic energy. His show follows ours, the Mentor Man show on Blog Talk Radio. But he has just said that he loves what's going on with the show, and he wants us to continue focusing on what we want for the world. So he
mm-hmm.
definitely gives you kudos for helping us to focus on that, and that as we focus more on the love, we diminish the negative energy. And that's the
that's
real.
That's right. Thank you, sir. And that's where we cope, is through our love connection, not through our fear connection.
Right. And that's what happens when we're watching the news. And it's not to say that we shouldn't watch the news. We need to know what's going on in our world. But what we try to do, even though we do bring out how our students are dealing with tragedies that are going on and how that impacts their performance, we also, on a bigger note, want to teach them ways to cope with it and go
mm-hmm.
on in their life. And I hear both you and Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid has a book out, by the way, called Reconnected. And what do you have books that people can get a hold of, Melinda? Would you like to talk about?
Yes, my all of my material is on my website, which would be www.melindavale.com. I do have a book, and I'm working on actually a poetry book, and so I appreciate you honoring the poem. And some CDs for anxiety relief and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I do believe that love is totally the answer in all ways. But coping means that we have to come together as a community and not through the electronics that we, you know, not through texting, but eye-to-eye contact,
yes.
connection, holding hands, hugging each other.
Yes. Very, very good point. And what I'd like you to do is continue with your work. We give you great encouragement to continue this work of your poetry, of bringing out more things, and we will definitely get involved more with helping people, as Nazim is always talking about with me, shifting our consciousness He said that you're doing a fantastic job helping us shift our consciousness, Melinda. So
thank you
so much for being on our show today. And I want you to still stay on because there's a few other people online I'm still trying to get to. Is there anybody? I have an open mic here right now. Anyone that would like to give any comments? Because I've got everybody just about open on the switchboard. Anybody want to jump in and say anything relevant? Go ahead.
Yes.
Dr. Applewhite, this is Colleen Wolski. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Yes, Colleen. We were mentioning you earlier. Yes.
Perfect. I started speaking, but apparently perhaps I just didn't hit the right button correctly. I'm so sorry. Well, I've totally enjoyed the show today. This is my first time sitting through this, and of course I know you in a very different, wonderful way. So this has been it's been a gift actually to have both you and Melinda Vale is an extraordinary person in my life as well. And as I listened today, and we talked about values, and also kind of just the connection between. What I was hearing is, you know, we talk about disabilities, and there are emotional disabilities that I actually felt like I had gone through personally when my son passed. It was interesting to hear kind of how the process for others, you know, being in that creative mode or finding that way, your path along the way. And Melinda Vale has been that key person for me. There's certainly lots of teachers in my life, but she is the one that really has opened up the process of learning and teaching you how to know who you are on the inside and trusting that and the confidence. It's incredible to see how that has now moved into a partnership where it's happening for kids. And Dr. Applewhite, this is also how you and I became acquainted again, kind of a common goal and focus on what we were doing. So this has been a tremendous, tremendous gift.
Nice.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. Anyone else out there that would like to say something as we begin to close the show this morning and thanking Melinda Vale for being here? Any of our other callers online? We have a lot of numbers here. Go ahead.
Well, Apple, I'm just wanting to say I think the show was a great show. It's tremendous. It's needed. And I'm glad for Melinda, everyone who's called, and most importantly, let's just keep hope alive. I know people say we've heard that before, but we need it more than ever. Let's keep hope alive.
Dr. Applewhite, this is Mitchell Cavanagh, and I'd just like to say that this has been a very good experience for me. I have no problems with telling people that I am disabled, but I have also no problem with telling them that my disability does not hold me back.
Wow.
I like what that lady said a little while ago about you got to know who you are.
Yep.
And I'm comfortable in my own skin, and knowing who you are spiritually and having faith is another key issue. And
thank you so much for those comments. And as we come to a close. God, I appreciate all of you so much, Melinda. Thank you so much for stimulating this conversation. Thank you, Mitchell, for sharing it from a veteran's perspective also. And as a fellow veteran, I certainly, I just give you great kudos for coming through what you have come through. And as we close, I ask that all of you continue to share your light. Don't shrink from sharing your light with others. Share this message, share this radio broadcast, share the work that we're doing at White Apple Institute. And if you didn't get a chance to get any of the numbers or you want more information on some of the people that were speaking today on the show, Melinda Vale and Mitchell Cavanagh, that you contact White Apple Institute at 480-471-8082. Or visit us on the web or Facebook or LinkedIn or any of our other media outlets and give us a like. That helps with generating interest and funding, and we appreciate any donations that come in. So we thank you and wish you well, much love and peace in the name of the God that has created all of us. Thank you so much for being with us.